Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Welcome to NADA with Mangle, where we discuss the reasons for the NADA, you know, National Disgruntled Americans. Chris Mangle is your host for this excursion into the reasons why this needs to be fixed and who can fix them. And it all starts with Washington, D.C. and the swamp that has been fighting for its life since Trump took office. We are a proud and smart people, and we are tired of Washington, D.C. telling us we are not. NADA with Mangle is here on CNM, where America always wins. And now, here's Chris Mangle.
Rightio. Thank you for joining us today on the premiere of NADA with Mango here on CNM. And here we go. Thank you all. How is everyone today? Boy, you know, a lot is happening. And I don't know about you, but we just got to love Trump. Oh, what a stand-up guy. I mean, talk about someone who doesn't want to take any crap from anyone. We got to love it. You know, I want to talk about the State of the Union speech. A lot of people have discussed this. I'm sure a lot of people are disgusted even talking about it. You know, when Nancy Pelosi ripped up that speech, I have to tell you, I have so many Democrats here in the area who actually are disgusted, so disgusted with that action that she took by ripping up the speech. Let me tell you, so many Democrats have told me that they are actually going to vote for Trump now because of it. And I have to thank Nancy Pelosi for that. I think we should all thank Nancy Pelosi for that. This trash bag, and she is trash, when she ripped it up, you know, a lot of people have been speaking about the U.S. Code, 18 U.S. Code 2071B. And in it, it states, whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his or her office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. I don't know about you folks, but I think it's high time that we enact this and push it through. I think it's high time we get Nancy Pelosi out finally, even though she's almost there. I think she's nuts. I think she's lost her mind. And I think it's high time to get Nadler, Schiff, all of them, Nadler, Schiff, Schumer, all of these anti-Trumpsters that are actually trying to destroy the present, a duly elected president. I think it's time that these codes be put to good use, and we need to see justice. The people aren't seeing justice, and they're getting very unnerved by it. Now, I think what people need to do at this point is stand up. There's no reason not to stand up. And I don't think there's anything to be afraid of. You know, I do believe that people are afraid to get together and stand up, but the people need not forgetting that the power of the people is strong and mighty. With that in mind, I do believe the president needs to see us all stand up so he can finally put through what he needs to do. And he does have an agenda, and a good agenda. You'll hear from the radical left that he's unstable and he doesn't have a good agenda and he has nothing good for America. That is just garbage. That is garbage put forth to dissuade. And it is very misdirected. And we need not hear this. We need not stand up and listen to this. We need to stand against it together. Now, the radical left up in Washington, D.C., are actually working against us, and they're working against America. This also needs to be stopped. That means you have to get out, and myself, need to go out and vote every one of these Democrats and bad people out of office in the House, the Senate, and beyond. We need to clear the path to let the president do what he needs to do. Now, there's a lot going on in America, and there's a lot wrong. But I do believe within the matrix of what this president is trying to do, he is trying to do good. And he's trying to do a lot of good for all of us and put America back on course. Going all the way back to the Clintons, basically, going all the way back to the Clintons, these buffoons have actually tried to change the verbiage of law while they were in office, and I have proof of that. They have tried to traffic our children with the wonderful 1997 Adoption Safe Families Act. You know, and it reminds me, going back to their wonderful, that wonderful commercial, and I'm not meaning wonderful, I'm saying it sarcastically, when Hillary Clinton basically said she does a lot for families. Yeah, does a lot to take families and separate them and tear them apart. That's her favorite thing to do. This is the thing, people. The 1997 ASFA Act is an obliteration of our protective services for children, okay? So what we need to do is stand up to stop this atrocity that's going on, and it is an epidemic sweeping the United States of America in pretty much every state. Now, we can't let these elected officials go ahead and just do whatever they want to whomever they want. And it affects us all across the board. Folks, across the board. We need to stop it. And it needs to, the only way it will stop is by us creating action. And I'm going to tell you right now, I will join you. You can join me. We all need to get together and push forward to tell all of our elected officials locally and federally, and even in the state, to stop. Now, not a lot of people are willing to do it. I speak to a lot of people out there on the street, and I'm hearing people tell me, yeah, they'll do it. No, they won't do it. Yeah, they'll do it. No, they won't do it. I don't know what to tell you. All I can say is it needs to be done. The power of the people is mighty. And if we go back to the Constitution and we go back to everything that we started with, beginning with America, you can agree that it was created for us and not for them. And when I mean them, I mean those that get elected to office that get all this lobbying money to basically take a nice pee in your shoe and tell you it's raining. And that's basically what they're doing. So there are some other things that I must say, and I'm going to go back to the Nancy Pelosi issue of ripping up the speech at the State of the Union address. This trash bag needs to be taken and charged. Absolutely, without reservation. At least people will see justice and the United States government is working. If I did that or you did that, we'd be in jail, folks. We would certainly be fined and put in jail. What's good for the goose isn't good for the gander, I guess. I don't know. But I'll tell you, it's a real conundrum going on right now. And part of the reason why I'm starting this show, and today the premiere, is because I am sick and tired, like you, of being run over. We are being run over by local politics and local politicians. Now, there's an interesting conundrum here in Texas, which is where I am at the present time, where the top of Texas, going from the governor to the lieutenant governor, attorney general, et cetera, it's all Republican. But when you get down to local, a great majority of the cities and the counties are Democrat. And I never knew this till I came here. And I see what the judges in our local courts are doing that are Democrat-based. They're locking it all up so you lose. Everybody loses. The only winners are the ones that pay. And we're talking the ones that pay into the system, okay? And those that can't afford to pay into the system get run over by a freight train. The thing is, we're in a real crossroads, and this election is very important both locally and nationally, where we need to vote the Democrats out. Vote them out. They need to go. So, people, if anyone wishes to call in and speak with me, there is a guest call-in of 646-478-5284. Well, we'll put you on the air. That, again, is 646-478-5284, where you can call in, air your grievances, and we can discuss them. Today, being the premiere, I'm not expecting to have anyone call in, but if you wish to do so, you are free to do so. Beyond that, we have to be very, very careful as to our next step. We have to demand what we want from our countrymen. People, do not be afraid. Stand up, stand out. And let's get things done. We're going to take a break, and I'll be back in just a moment. And again, you're listening to NADA with Mango, which means National Association of Disgruntled Americans. Yes, it's exactly what that means. And I'm glad you could join me today. Stand by, and we'll come back in just a moment.
Truthful change of pace. Tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not.
Conservative Nation Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Indiana, but working in the Great Southwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the new up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless, with photograph abilities from a perspective that was hard to get before now. From surveying to photographing problem areas on buildings like the roof, drones can get you the photographs without the danger of actually climbing up there and taking the photographs yourself. Affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, the abilities to get the photographs and the graphics with an all-in-one process that can save you a lot of time and money has never been done before. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741. Or you can email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR at REAGAN.com. We are your one stop for drone photography and graphics, too. Give us a call. We can do it all.
Company. Folks, there's a new one coming to town, and you will be hearing about it really soon. Anyway, going forward, we sit here and we listen to our president, the speech the day after the impeachment, garbage, hoax, whatever you want to use. He used a superlative or an expletive, or whatever way you want to look at it. Loved it. I thought it was absolutely apropos. The BS that has been going on with this impeachment, it has been absolutely abhorrent, unfair, and I have never seen a family attacked in such a manner the way it has been attacked the past 3 years. Folks, this attack isn't just on them. It's against us. And it's deliberate. And because certain elected officials think they have immunity, they feel they have the right, and perhaps they're even pushing the First Amendment on this issue. Forget about the Fifth Amendment, the First Amendment, that they can and they will do and say whatever they want. I never thought we'd ever come to a time like this in my lifetime. I'm sure that our elders feel the same way, that they never thought they'd ever see anything like this in their lifetime. This needs to be straightened out right quick. You know, the law is a beautiful thing. It is something that can be discussed, twisted a little bit, subjective. I don't believe in twisting the law. However, lawyers do a very good job of that, which has brought things to another level. But it is there, and it is subjective. People, we need to use our heads. We need to stop and think about what we're asking for. What are we asking for? I don't think anyone is asking for anything unfairly. You know, it's quite an interesting conundrum that we have arrived to in 2020. And I think more than 2016, this election will probably be the most important election of our lifetime. And you really need, each and every one of us have a duty to research who we want to elect on every level. So please, please do your research. Don't just elect someone because the media tells you they're a good guy or a good woman. Chances are, when you really look underneath it all, they're not. They're typical lawyers lawyering, turn politicians to change law and affect you. So my point here is we must get back to the Constitution. We must keep that machine well oiled, you know. I believe all of our rights have been trampled on, personally. I feel mine have been. I think we all need to really, really give great thought to the direction of democracy and the direction of capitalism, because it's all been affected. And if you are in the mindset of Bernie Sanders, who I find to be just a huge problem in the machine, I have to tell you, communism / socialism, however way you want to look at it, is not the way to go. My mindset is that Bernie Sanders is absolutely a communist. I believe it. I see his actions. How Vermont could have elected him in, I'll never know. I don't understand people's thinking in that regard, but everybody's free to vote for who they wish to vote for and have an opinion about that. I would absolutely love to see, furthermore, the debate between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump, in my opinion, will make mincemeat out of him, because Bernie is still stuck on the xenophobic, homophobic, every other phobic push upon the people that he can. For some reason, he's sticking with the Democrat line. I think that's pretty funny, pretty sad, actually. And we'll give it to Bernie. Let him keep doing it. Bernie's made one major error. Bernie isn't capitalistic, nor is he democratic. And that's not what he wants for America. And our youth in America are buying it. Obama sold it best. Give the free phones, the free health care, the free housing, free food. What are people thinking? People, wake up. Nothing is for free. Now, if you want everything to be for free, there might be a better country for you to go to and live. Absolutely. I'm sure you can find some place to get all that, and I'm sure it's not available to you. But it should not be available here. The only people deserve to get free health care, free food if they need it, free phones, are people who actually cannot afford their medical that are in dire need. Perhaps seniors who have paid their lifetime into the system and they can't afford to even have lunch. Lunch, folks. They should enjoy their lunch too. Okay? So let's not put the blinders on and act stupid. We need to use our heads a little bit more, and our youth need to wake up. Because when our youth turns 40, they're going to look back, and they're going to be embarrassed, very embarrassed. Make no mistake about that. So, everybody, I tell you, this is the first show of Nada with Mango, and there's many more to come. I wanted to introduce and move forward. This show will be archived, so you can always revert back to it if you wish to. I'm really honored to be here. This is fantastic. You know, I've always wanted to do a talk show personally. This has been the avenue to go forward and do so, and I'll tell you, definitely enjoyable and the beginning. We begin the beginning. So everybody, please do remember that when you come forth and come out and speak, be heard. There's no shame in your game in that way. Don't be afraid. Wear your MAGA hats. Wear your Trump t-shirts. Do it all. Nothing to be ashamed of. And should you be attacked, fight back. Don't take any crap from anyone, especially a young kid who feels you don't have a right to speak your mind or have an opinion. So, this is the thing. I am not condoning violence. I am saying stand up, speak your mind, be who you want to be, and believe in what you want to believe. Believe in what you want to believe in. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe Trump has come into power in Washington, D.C. at a most pinnacle moment in all of our lives. He is not the end-all be-all. But man, I got to tell you, he certainly is doing his best to try and do things right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining me today. We've got about a minute and 39 seconds left here. A short little 30-minute show. And keep your head up, everyone. Keep your head up. We'll talk to you again.